Sean might recognize it. And I think I'm very
good. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You're lucky to see me.
Yeah, that's fine. I think the battery's on the
side,
but.
Yeah.
Right now. Ready?
That's fine.
I now call the January 2nd, 2018 regular council meeting to order. Would council members please denote your presence by depressing your yes switch?
All council members are present.
Council meetings are televised on channel 192. Any youth in the audience that want to do the Pledge of Allegiance with me? You look pretty young. It's my last time as mayor to shake it up. Come on. Somebody young come up and help me out. And Tyler? Oh yeah, come on. In fact, if you're under 18, come up here. Mayor's orders. Come on, nobody tells the mayor no. Okay, if anybody believes that.
Yeah. You've done this for 4 years. I mean,
all the way up here, guys, with me. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. All the way up. Here, come down here with us. Okay, who's going to start us off?
The oldest.
Should we do it on the count of three? One, two, three.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you,
guys. Speech. This is your speech. Thanks for coming up, guys. You guys are good sports. Thank you. The chair would entertain a motion to approve by minute action the minutes of the December 19, 2017 regular council meeting as published in the Casper Star Tribune on December 27, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Hopkins, seconded by Councilman Powell. Corrections? Oh, Councilman Walsh.
I have no excuse. Sorry, guys. I'm so happy.
Okay. Please cast your vote. Please record the vote.
With all members voting aye, motion passes.
The chair would entertain a motion to approve by minute action the January 2nd, 2018 bills and claims as audited by City Manager Napier.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Morgan, seconded by Councilman Johnson. Abstentions. Please cast your vote. And please report the vote.
With all members voting aye, motion passes.
Okay, it's that time for us to do the switch, the handoff, the trade. Tonight's a night that we for sure should be celebrating our new mayor and our new vice mayor, so I want to thank you guys for your service. Tonight's about you guys, so I'm going to be very brief. This was a tough year this year. We had a lot of personnel changes, a lot of things going on, and there were a lot of times when I wanted to give up. But you guys stood behind me and you kept me going with your kind words and encouragement. I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank staff for supporting me when I'd be frustrated and just exhausted. And I want to thank our community because this is probably the hardest year I think the city's had for a while. So I want to thank everybody for everything they've done for me and putting up with me as mayor. And I'm really excited for you guys to take over and congratulations. You will make us proud.
Nice job.
You were a great mayor.
I will pay you for that comment later. Okay, as stated in the rules of the council, the mayor is elected by the city council from their members. Interested members submit their names as candidates for mayor and vice president of the council at a special meeting near the end of the calendar year. An informal and non-binding straw poll is taken by secret ballot at the work session. The votes are turned over to the city attorney and the current mayor to count and announce the results. I do know that I had stepped out, but I did review the results. So I have confirmed the vote. After the vote for mayor, a second straw poll is taken to elect the vice president. At the first official council meeting of the new year, the prior mayor steps aside and the council formally votes on the new mayor and vice president. Traditionally, the council members selected are those who were selected by a straw poll, and they are elected unanimously. At this time, council select the mayor for the calendar year 2018. The chair would entertain a motion to elect council member Pacheco as mayor of the city of Casper for calendar year 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Hopkins, seconded by Councilman Morgan. Please cast your vote. And please report the vote.
With council members Walsh and Huckabee voting nay, motion passes.
Thank you. The next order of business will be the council to elect vice president for the calendar year 2018. The chair would entertain a motion to elect council member Powell as vice president of the Casper City Council for calendar year 2018.
So moved.
Moved by Councilman Hopkins, seconded by Councilman Morgan, actually. Please cast your vote. And please record the vote.
With all members voting aye, motion passes.
Judge Hand will now issue the oaths of office. So I believe we'll just step over to the left.
All right, if you'll raise your right hands. I state your name, please.
I, Richard Checo.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
The Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And that I have not knowingly violated.
And I have not knowingly violated.
Any law related to my election or appointment.
Any law related to my election or appointment.
Or caused it to be done by others.
Or caused it to be done by others.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Congratulations.
To our mayor and vice president for their comments. It looks like, I'm not sure who's supposed to go first, so you guys just tell me who's in charge. Do you have any comments you would like to make?
Sure. First off, I'd like to recognize my wife, Lorraine, and my son, Zach. I'm excited to have them here this evening. I think what I'd like to say is that in national politics and sometimes in state politics, we see a lack of civility, and that people have difficulty disagreeing and still working together. And I'm proud of the time that I have spent on council, because despite the fact that we have dealt with many difficult issues and controversial issues, such as the one we dealt with in our last meeting, where the votes were close and people held strongly held opinions. We have been able, in my opinion, to be a model of civility in our discourse and our decision making. And I think we should all feel proud of that. I would like to remind people that when we have contentious votes, and we have a spirited discussion because people believe strongly in their positions and what they believe is in the best interests of our community, but that is not a sign that we cannot get along or work together. It is simply the process that we follow. And unfortunately, sometimes when we have had those matters come up, it's been viewed as a sign of dysfunction, or people can't get along, or there are factions on the council. And what it really is people doing their job and voting their conscience. And we should continue to do that. after we are done. I'm not always happy with the outcome, as I wasn't at our last meeting. But I still respect the other members of my council. I believe they voted their conscience and have done so throughout their terms and will continue to do so. And so I look forward to working with this group. I believe Mayor Pacheco will do an excellent job. I know he will do an excellent job. And I think, as I have said before in giving speeches like this, Casper's best is yet to come. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Before I make my comments, I wanted to present a plaque to our outgoing mayor and just make a couple comments. So when, I'm going to be a little friendly, call you Kaneen up here. When Kaneen and I served last year, it was a tough year. And there were a lot of times that I too I struggled with it and certainly it was a tough year. And a lot of the time searching and looking for that and found that leadership in Kaneen and being able to talk to her. We always didn't agree. We didn't agree about a lot of things, but there were a lot of times that we did and we had that respect. So I want to thank you for your service to the community of Casper and also to this council who we have a great deal of respect for you. So thank you so much.
I don't need to stand and hold it up, do I? Do you guys want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now make sure you stretch that photo so I look really skinny.
Apparently my whole family came tonight, all the Pachecos. Want to just recognize my whole family out there. In my comments, I do talk about family. There's nothing more important than family. And we spent a Christmas together as a whole family. And my uncle, Frankie, who's in the audience, made me very well aware of how important family is. And there's nothing that's more important. The office of the mayor in Casper is primarily ceremonial. It yields no greater power than any other member of council. His or her vote is equal to all other council members. They are one of nine. However, it is vital that the mayor represent the voice of the council and the community, not their personal voice, but the council's voice. To that end, my hope is that I will be able to represent your voice effectively. It is also essential that the mayor set the tone for meetings and communicates consistently and reliably to the council and to the community. My desire is to establish work sessions that are respectful of staff and council members' time and family. I want our meetings to be meaningful, direct, and with purpose. We must be dedicated to our elected position, but not married to them, as family should always be our number one priority. I am committed to making sure we have council around the table, giving time for council to share information and concerns to the community and from the community. We also need to have regular legislative updates from our WAM representative. In the coming year, community outreach will be a major component to my agenda. I plan on holding a mayor's prayer breakfast, going to the schools and having lunch with almost all the schools in the community, inviting other council members to join me, holding a youth day at City Hall, and more youth town hall meetings and other public meetings to hear the voice of the community. Communication with the citizens will be a paramount objective. Communication and transparency are vital to government. I would like to utilize all levels of social media to spread the information about council meetings and decisions. A city PIO, public information officer, will be a chief agenda item in order to disseminate information in the coming year so the people in the community feel informed about the council and city issues. So obviously this is just a fraction of the things that I will work on and this council will work on in the coming year. But I hope that it sets a tone. Finally, I would be lying if I didn't admit that I am a little nervous about being mayor. However, I believe that it's a good thing, as I enter this position with respect and humility.
I have long believed that leadership is not about, or is not who can be the most vocal or the most domineering and powerful. Rather, leadership is about empowering others. Leadership is about making a difference, and I hope we can make a difference together. I have made a lot of mistakes in the last 3 years, so I can't promise I won't make a few as mayor. But what I can promise is that I will work hard to earn your respect. I hope that you will hold me accountable if I fail and I don't follow through. I hope you will hold me to the highest standard as your mayor. Together we can do great things, and I hope we can do this for the betterment of our community. Thank you and God bless.
So, Mr. Mayor, I have a question. Because I haven't seen him, I don't think, for over 50 years, and that's your Uncle Frankie. Is he the one with the white hair and the white mustache?
Beard, yeah, right there.
That's Uncle Frankie. Jack.
I think you guys would
like to. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Fine.
We knew each other from Dean Morgan and North Casper and NC, didn't we? And we're getting younger all the time, too. Absolutely.
So we'll take a brief recess so we can make some adjustments on the voting screen and the placards. Thank you for coming.